Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Have you learned any good life lessons? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, this podcast is for you. Learning life lessons. Now, typically when I hear the word lessons, I go back and I think of early childhood school lessons, like memorizing my multiplication tables, or studying up for a spelling test, or memorizing dates for history. But I'm not talking about those kinds of lessons that we learn in school that we have to memorize and then just reproduce for someone else. Instead, I'm talking about life lessons, something that if we're here on planet Earth and we're looking to grow and develop over time into better people, we will always continue to acquire these life lessons, the kinds of things that raise us from being one type of person and help us mature into becoming a better type, a better version of our former selves. So the idea for this question today and the podcast came from about a week ago. I was in a workout class and the instructor happened to joke along the way and she said, I've learned some good life lessons along the way. And you could see she was looking back on a nostalgic time about when she did something crazy and realized it came back to bite her. And a lot of the people in my class happened to be people of a certain age and I could see they were chuckling as well. And I thought, good question for living happy from the inside out, life lessons. I want to give you two that came up that involve my background and how the life lessons helped me grow as an individual. The first one that came to mind was while I was in college. I was probably 21, down at the Jersey Shore, and I got together with a friend of mine from college. He must have been in the area, came by. He was an incredibly nice, bright guy who always had a beer bottle in hand. And he said to me, Maura, you want to join me? We must have gone to Asbury Park. And we were listening maybe to the Asbury Park, the Asbury Park Jukes or whatever it was. It was a really fun night. We were able to go out and dance. It was live music. We had a wonderful time. Well, while I was there, I was never a drinker, but I thought, okay, I'll have a few 7 and 7s. I had one. It was really hot. I had two. I might have had three. I didn't feel anything while I was out. But in the middle of the night when I was home in my bed, I remember getting up and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so dizzy. I feel so awful. I went into the bathroom and I'm hanging over the toilet bowl. And I thought, I feel terrible. The following day, weekend day, I guess, I must have been at the beach. It's hot as can be out there. And all I kept thinking of is, I feel so sick to my stomach. What is my problem? I ended up going back to the house again, to the bathroom. I never threw up, but as I've got my head over the toilet bowl, it dawns on me as I'm looking at the tiles below. This must be what it feels like to be suffering from a hangover, literally, as I am hanging over the toilet bowl in that bathroom. And I thought, oh my gosh, if this is a hangover, if this is what people get after they've had too much to drink, why would they ever want to do it twice? Now, I'm laughing as I speak this to you, but I have to tell you, in my little world, my little bubble, I thought, I would never do this to myself a second time. And I remember thinking, why do people do it over and over again? And I'm not even throwing up. That was a life lesson for me. No amount of alcohol is ever worth a hangover. So that was one lesson. Another life lesson that came to mind of a completely different order. I've shared this before. I was maybe 30 years old. My husband and I, living in Florida, had a new corporate position. I was new at a new company. My husband was working in sales for another firm, and we had decided at one point that we were going to acquire various pieces of real estate, have other people live in it that would cover our mortgages, and over the course of time, that would be like a a retirement plan for us. So we had a condo, we had our first home, both of which were being rented out, and somehow we got sucked into buying a large house with a big mortgage. Well, all of this was running along just fine until one of my husband's largest accounts that he was selling decided to go factory direct and eliminate the salespeople, which eliminated 40% of his income. And I ended up at this new company with an unbelievably unstable manager that was making me so unnerved. And on top of it, with our brand new home, with the big mortgage, we discovered over maybe a 2-month period of time that not one, but both of our renters were, one skipped town and the other kept bouncing their rent checks. And we finally had to let the second renter go or have them evicted. It was during that time period that I could remember feeling like all I did was work. I remember feeling like my husband and I were both on treadmills going side by side, working, 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 and every penny we got, we would use to pay off mortgages. Now, thankfully, we never missed a payment. We made every payment, but I can remember being around 30 years old, sitting in my kitchen one night when I got home from work, and I thought, this is no life for me. I have put myself too close to the financial edge. And prior to that, my husband and I always lived, you know, beneath our means. But for me, because I put myself in a position of having, let's say, not enough of a cushion, or making active decisions that were going to require that I had a lot of money to pay out every month, gave me an experience that caused me to have a life lesson. Maybe it wouldn't be a lesson for other people that love risk factors or whatever, but for me, it was a life lesson to say, you know what? I don't want to find myself in a position like this again, especially one where I'm working for someone whose morals and values I really don't agree with, because at that point, I didn't have an option to say to my manager, I'm sorry, I'm leaving. It was not easy, but it was a great life lesson that I took with me. And from that point forward, after managing to sell those other homes and pay down our mortgage, I remember thinking, wow, I wouldn't want to go back there again. But the lessons I learned helped me plan for my future. So those were two stories that I have for you. But I was thinking also about what are some of the other kinds of life lessons we learn? How about things like this? Let's assume we've always had a very morally superior life. I'm almost inclined to say we might be part of the religious class, or as I said, the virtuous class. They did everything right, and it was very easy from their position of always doing everything right and always having everything work right for them, their family, etc., to kind of look down their noses at others in judgment and then suddenly find out, oh my goodness, let's say, for example, that their one child is on drugs or dealing drugs. Another child might have had gotten pregnant in high school, and all of a sudden, all the so-called virtue signaling that they were enjoying, they were suffering from, and they were on the other side of. That's a place where people could actually say, oh my gosh, I didn't know this is part of reality. This is part of life, and these kinds of things happen. Another example might be this. Take a person who's always had great use of their body, excellent health, very robust living, and maybe they would look at someone who was struggling with their health, and they would judge that person, and then suddenly they come down either with an accident or some kind of an unexpected disease or cancer, and then they're in that place where they can't function the way they did. Difficult place in life, but it could also be the place that says, wow, I'm not going to look at others this way anymore because I know what it feels like. I'm living through it myself. And another example might be someone who maybe always came from a very affluent or, let's say, privileged background and somehow felt very insulated from the difficulties or the challenges in life, only to discover that maybe one or two things went south, and suddenly their supposed riches that they were surrounded by that gave them a feeling of comfort, security, and the opportunity to look at those people out there that didn't live the same way and assume maybe they weren't hard workers, maybe they didn't do things the right way. And all of a sudden, these people realize that the house around them has fallen. The financial structures that supported them are no longer there for them. And what it does as a life lesson is it brings a sense of humanity back to each one of us to say, oh my goodness, either I judge someone else too harshly, or how about this one? I didn't realize I wasn't as strong as I thought. Or I didn't know what I was judging. There are so many lessons we can learn. I mean, it could be the guy who had a roving eye, who ends up married but fools around on the side, only to discover he really lost the one person that he loved and valued. These life lessons show up in so many ways. And yet, rather than looking poorly on the life lessons or avoiding the life lessons, imagine if you've had a life lesson and maybe have been looking at it and maybe punching yourself or accusing yourself or beating yourself up for it. You could look at it through another lens and think, what did I learn from this lesson that helped me grow in personal wisdom, that gave me a sense of my neighbor, that in my own feelings of hurt or sorrow, or discomfort, or social ostracism, you can slice it any way you want, has given me an appreciation of what it's like to be in another person's shoes. Those kinds of lessons we may not ask for in this world. We may not always like when we have them, but do you realize that after we leave school, after our bodies grow to full stature, there are lessons to be acquired in life that help us become more integrated, more unified, more filled with an integrity, a value system, an understanding of the greater world around us, an appreciation for others and the manner in which we treat our fellow citizen, our fellow human being. There are so many lessons that we can look at in a new lens and think, thank you for that lesson. I might not want to do it again, but it has taught me by cause and effect some things maybe that I couldn't have learned vicariously, as in through reading a book in school. So I hope that'll give you something to think about today. If you have 5 minutes of reflection time, ask yourself, is there something I did in my past that I'm almost slapping myself for and really feeling bad about, but at some other level, it helped mature me in ways that maybe I didn't have prior to that behavior or that event? Either way, I hope that you come out with a brighter perspective and that your heart feels happier from the inside out. Well, that's been my thought for you today. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her mauraforyou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura4U.com, where Maura is always for you.